Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic, my friend, and that topic is simply become a minority. Become a minority. Think of it. Ever since we were kids in school, the majority has always ruled. We were told that the majority was always right. Remember class elections. The one who got the most votes became the president and the treasurer and the student body council leader. We were always taught that the in crowd, the biggest crowd, was the best crowd to be a part of. And everybody wanted to win the popularity contest. That means that they had the approval of the majority. Well, in business, the majority is not where we want to be. In fact, I would submit to you that it's just the opposite. We want to be in the minority. Think of it. The majority of people every day do the same things and they're satisfied and they don't excel, they don't advance. The majority are the ones who won't take the leap or take the risks to operate and run their own business or become an entrepreneur. The majority want to continue the way things have always been, and that is not what creates successful business leaders. On the contrary, it's only those who commit to becoming a minority that win in life and in business. Let's outline a few components. Obviously, we have an acronym for MINOR. I'm only going to hit the first three today. That M reminds us that if we want to become a minority, we first have to refuse mediocrity. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we have to refuse mediocrity. We have to say, I'm no longer going to be mediocre. We must stand against that status quo. There are people all over the country today driving to jobs they hate, working around people they don't like, are in an environment that's not progressive, that's not conducive to their creativity. And they've been doing that same thing year in and year out. Some are stuck in traffic right now, hoping that they can find freedom from that position that they're working. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, refuse mediocrity. Say to yourself that today will be better than yesterday, that June will be better than May, and that 2018 will be better than 2017. I remember when an author, British author, William Somerset Maugham once said, only a mediocre person is always at his best. Then it was Albert Einstein who said that great spirits have always encountered violent opposition from mediocre minds. My friends and neighbors, when you refuse mediocrity, don't be surprised if people come against you. Don't be surprised if they try to tell you that you're not going to win, that you're not going to make it, that stay with us, be just like we are. But my friends, I challenge you to break that mold. I wish I had some friends in North Carolina who could agree with me that would say, yes, we don't want mediocrity anymore. There may be somebody on the East Coast, you're on your way to work today, and you're saying to yourself, you know what? Today is the day that I resist and refuse mediocrity. That next component, that I in our MINOR acronym, lets us know that we must also resist insecurity. We must resist insecurity. The research studies show that over 70% of Americans are dealing with an insecurity or inferiority complex. They don't feel like they're good enough. They don't believe they can make it. They don't know that they can win. They don't even call themselves a winner. I challenge you today to say to yourself, I am a winner. Trust in your abilities. Trust in your team. Trust in your training. Trust your products and your services. Remember that a company that you join gets better because you join it. An idea that you birth is powerful because it came from you. Be confident in who you are and what you're called to do. My friends, I challenge you to resist every idea or every thought process that wants to tell you you can't do it and you can't make it. I may have told you before, but you remember that Colonel Sanders, the face and the founder of KFC, was over 65 years old when he started that company and over 80 before he became a billionaire. My friends, I challenge you to resist that urge to tell you that it's too late, that you can't do it, that your background isn't right, that your upbringing wasn't correct, that your education wasn't sufficient. Throw all of those thinkings in the trash, my friends, and resist insecurity. Remember that you are special. You are dominant, that you can win, and you can win every time. I know that we've got people from coast to coast that listen to this podcast, and whoever you are and wherever you are, I challenge you to believe in you like never before. That's how you join the minority. And then finally, my friends and neighbors, we have to also receive what we are not. That's the N in our minor acronym, what we are not. N-O-T, we are not going to quit. We're not going to fear. We're not going to worry. We're not going to stress out. We're not going to let anxiety dominate our day. We're not going to be negative. We're not going to engage in any activity that does not contribute to our success. Yes, my friends, I often say that for me, the not is another acronym that says no opportunity is too great, no obstacle too big, no opposition too strong, no opinion too powerful to keep me from going exactly where I want to go. My friends, embrace that there is nothing that can stop us today, because we're going to embrace the not. I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I want to know, leave a comment underneath this podcast or like Success Training Institute on Facebook, and contact the person who sent you this podcast to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. My friends, I want you to remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.